This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in the North Country. I call it The Story Next Door. It's based on my firm belief that everyone has a story worth hearing. By my calculations, there are over 40 wineries in the Grand Traverse area. I wanted to visit one of the newer ones, Brengman Brothers Crane Hill Vineyards. It's located at the south end of Leadenhall County. Crane Hill Road dead ends at their driveway. If you pause at that spot, you're surrounded by beauty. Look east, and you'll see Grand Traverse Bay. Look west, and you'll be gazing at a handsome white building sitting on a hill, surrounded by rows of vines. That's the winery. I was met there by Robert Brengman, one of the owners. He's a trim guy, a little over 6 feet tall, who wears his gray-brown hair in a brush cut. He's in his late 50s. He and his wife have two sons in their 20s. Brengman was born in Detroit into a family of 13 children. He went to the College for Creative Studies in Detroit and pursued a degree in design. Robert's family was in the restaurant business, and he worked his way through college, doing whatever job there was to do in their establishment. It was there that his interest in wine began. He studied it, ordered it, and sampled it. Soon after he graduated, he was offered a job by a Traverse City design firm. That's what brought him north. At about the same time, an uncle also moved here and began creating a vineyard on the old Mission Peninsula. Robert helped him get started and learned more about wine. Around 1995, Robert and two of his brothers began talking about going into business together. By that time, Robert had immersed himself in the study of winemaking in France, Germany, and California. The brothers agreed that they should go into that business, and because our climate is ideal for grapes, they should do it here. In 2003, they bought the Crane Hill property. In the first years, they sold their grapes to other vintners. Then in 2010, they opened their own winery. Today, they are producing 5,000 cases a year. They've acquired two more pieces of property within a mile or two. Once these wineries are fully operating, they hope to produce 10,000 cases a year. But the Brengman brothers have another goal, which I think is important. They are working toward earning a biodynamic certificate for their vineyard. That means they are adhering to a type of organic farming that employs natural fertilizers and does not use chemicals in the sprays. The Brengmans are very close to achieving it. As Robert puts it, we believe in paying attention to our footprints on the planet. Dramatic symbols of that belief are next to the winery's parking lot. There, glowing in the sun, are three large solar panels. They produce enough electricity to power the buildings for the entire winery. In fact, they create more electricity than the Crane Hill operation needs, so they sell the excess back to the power company for energy credits that can be used in the winter. Furthermore, Robert Brengman believes this system will pay for itself in about 7 years. I said to him, "That means after that, your power could be free for some 15 years, right?" "Oh, I think it could be for much longer than that," he answered. "The panels are very easy to maintain. This was a harsh winter, and we didn't have one problem." For those who doubt the viability of solar energy in northern Michigan, take a trip to Crane Hill Vineyards. It's truly eye-opening. As I approached the end of my visit, Robert gave me a tour of the winery. The tasting room is beautiful, and the winemaking operation impressive. He drew off two samples of Rieslings for me to try. They were delicious. I told him so, and I added, "It's too bad good red wines can't be made up here." The look on Robert's face was one of profound shock. The winemaker, Nathaniel Rose, yelped and sprang toward a nearby oak cask, drew from it a dark red liquid, and handed it to me. It was wonderful. At first, I was embarrassed because of my faux pas. Then I thought, no, this is a good ploy. It got me a glass of beautiful red wine. And then it came to me. Since there are more than 40 wineries in this area, perhaps I could pull off the same gaffe at each one. Well, it's a thought. Robert Brengman, a guy who believes in safe keeping of the land, clean, efficient energy, good wine, and practicing what you preach. And he's today's chapter of The Story Next Door. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.